Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome out here to beautiful Merchants Park. Jeff Lifkin with you here tonight, of course, on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Merchants Park, again, it's been here since 1949, just as beautiful today as it was in 1949. We've got Carroll Tiger Baseball for you here tonight, again on 93.7 at KKRL. Appreciate you joining us here tonight. The Tigers are hosting up Bondurant for our Raccoon River Conference matchup. The Blue Jays coming in, leading the series 21-7 since 2012. Bondurant for our has won 9 in a row, including a couple of shutouts a year ago, 6-0 and 8-0. Carroll's last win was a 7-6 victory back in 2021. The Carroll Tigers did win 2 in a row to end 2018, and then the first matchup in the 2019 season. Bondurant Farrar enters tonight's game at 8-6 overall. They are 2-4 right now in the Raccoon River Conference. They are 3-2 in their last 5 games. They beat ADM the other night 1-0, also lost to ADM 7-4, swept a doubleheader from Des Moines East 9-0 and 13-5, and fell to North Polk by a final of 5-0. For the Carroll Tigers, under head coach Josh Lucan, is assisted, of course, by Trevor Joyner and David Reese. They come in 3-7 on the year, 0-4 right now in the Raccoon River Conference, but they have won 1 in a row and are 2-3 in their last 5 games. The Tigers with a nice rally last night with 5 runs in the 6th. They come back to beat Newell Fonda 7-4. Prior to that, they dropped 2 straight, losing to Denison Slushwick 6-1 and to Gilbert 4-0. They would beat Greene County prior to that 2-0 and fall to Ballard by a score of 11-1. Tigers 3 straight home games. They were home last night again in that win over Newell Fonda. Home tonight and then home tomorrow night as they will entertain Winterset. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mackey Motors at tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 KKRL. Again, Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We do have mostly sunny skies. It's actually completely clear here in Carroll, but if you look off to the east, you've got some of those thunderheads and clouds over there. There are calling for some storms down in the south central and central part of Iowa and then over to eastern Iowa this evening, and then possibly some rain overnight here in Carroll. Right now, sunny, 91 degrees. We've got winds out of the north-northwest. That means they're blowing from left to right field at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. There is some gusts up at around 20 to 25 miles per hour every now and then. That flag out there in center field really gets to blow just a little bit when that wind does gust. But other than that, we have got a great night for baseball. We've got a tremendous crowd going here tonight. The Carroll softball team in action next door as well. They're hosting Bondurant Farrar. That was a varsity doubleheader. First game got underway at 5 tonight. Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps again of all of tonight's area high school baseball and softball. You'll find all of those typed up stats and the audio recap of all of the games. That's available on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Again, find that on our sports website at sports.1380kcim.com. Hopefully we'll have everything up by 2 a.m. or so this morning. And then, of course, you can also find it on the CB Sports Network Facebook page and also Twitter page as well. Now, right now, again, sunny. It is about 93 degrees, so it's a tad bit warm for some people. I love this kind of weather. This is summer weather to me, but I know for the kids that are going to be out there in the heat, hopefully they've hydrated themselves well and, you know, have kind of taken care of themselves prior to tonight's game and will keep themselves hydrated during the game. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for the Blue Jays, from Bondurant Ferrer, they'll leave things off with their right fielder, Drake Faltzgraff, batting second, and playing out left field is Fenton Smith. The catcher, Braden Dutton, will hit in the three-hole. Blake Baker will play first base and bat cleanup. Over at third base, batting fifth is Tyson Bain. The pitcher, Declan Parks, is hitting in the six-hole. Cooper Goodwin out in center field, batting seventh. Jaden Piggott is the second baseman. He is batting eighth tonight, and Blake Sollers will be at shortstop, batting ninth. For your hometown, Carroll Tigers here tonight, leading things off again will be their shortstop, Landon Peterson. Over at first base, batting second is Trey Tassel. The third baseman, Talon Crandall, hitting in the three spot, batting cleanup out in center field is Mason Stitz. He had the big two RBI single last night that gave the Tigers the lead in the sixth inning. Jackson Gross is on the hill tonight, batting fifth, playing a DH, and batting sixth is Nolan Stitz. Out in right field, batting seventh is Lincoln Burke. You've got Carson Tedrick playing second and batting eighth, and Willis Overmall will be in the number nine hole this evening out in left field. Colin Tedrick is out behind the plate tonight, and he will not be batting this evening, at least not to start the game, as again, Nolan Stitz will be DHing for him. So that's a look at our starting lineups. Carroll Tigers and Bondurant for our Blue Jay baseball coming up for you. You're listening here on the Motor Inn broadcast booth at Motor Inn. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. We'll step away for our national anthem. We'll be back with first pitch coming up for you next year on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
May is loaded with flavor at your Carroll Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home? Go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards, get a $10 bonus card. Carroll Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Hi, this is J.R. Mayhall with Gretiman & Associates. I want to try to rectify a common misconception about insurance. Not all insurance companies are created equal. When you look for a house or car, you try to find one that fits you best, whether that's the lowest price or some specific options or some combination of the two. Insurance is the same way. We recently had a hailstorm, and some people found out that the insurance that they purchased was not what they thought they were covered for. The one that comes up the most is cosmetic exclusions on homeowners policies. Gretiman & Associates is an independent insurance agency, and we routinely deal with 8 different personal lines carriers, many of which do not have cosmetic exclusions. Talk to an agent and ask questions to find out what coverage and price fits you best.
Thanks for tuning in to our Mackey Motors at Tailgate earlier tonight. Again, Mackey Motors, a Lake City recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. You can always check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We'll have our Culver's Player of the Game. That'll be announced in our Mackey Motors tailgate at the end of the game today. We'll get a picture and a banner put together of our Player of the Game. That'll go up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. Again, Culver's celebrating 41 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Let's take a look at our pitching matchup here tonight. Jackson Gross getting the start for the Carroll Tigers. Gross comes in 0-2 on the year, having thrown at 7 2/3 innings. He has given up 9 hits and 16 runs. 15 of those have been earned. His ERA at 13.70. He has walked 14, hit 2, struck out 3. His walks and hits per innings pitched at 4.00. And opponents are batting 196 against him this season. This is his third start and third appearance on the hill. For Bondurant Farrar, they're going with Declan Parks. He comes in 1-0 on the year, 12 innings pitched, 17 hits given up, 8 runs. All 8 have been earned. His ERA at 4.67. He has walked 6, hit 3, struck out 13. His walks and hits per innings pitched is 1.92. Opponents are batting 327 against him this year. This is his fourth appearance on the hill and his third start of the season. It is going to be at Drake Falls Graffa leading things off for Bondurant Farrar. He'll be followed by Fenton Smith and Braden Dutton as we head here to the top of the first inning. We'll take a look at that Carroll defense coming up here in just a moment. Falls Graff is a junior, comes in hitting 293, a couple of doubles, 6 RBI, and 7 runs scored on the season. And the first pitch on the way, breaking ball in there for a strike. And the count is no balls and one strike. Colin Tedrow getting the start behind the plate. Trey Tassel over at first. Carson Tedrow at second. Talon Crandall at third. And Landon Peterson back in the lineup tonight. He is over at shortstop. There's a fly ball out towards right field. Drifting under it is Nolan Stitz. He'll take a couple of steps back as that one sailed on him, as we said. Wind blowing from left to right. But the fly out to right field is the first out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up the left fielder, the senior, Fenton Smith. Smith coming in, hitting 289, 3 doubles, a triple, and 8 RBI. The outfield for Carroll tonight, Willis Overmull out in left, Mason Stitz in center, and Lincoln Burke getting the start out in right. And that was Lincoln that just made that catch. And they made that switch here shortly before the game started tonight, that Lincoln Burke is getting that start out in right field. First pitch, a breaking ball in there to strike for Fenton Smith, and that is going to make the count 0-1. Now there's a line drive that's going to be a one hopper out to Burke in right field, so a one-out single by Fenton Smith. We'll put the first runner on. That's going to bring up now the catcher, Brayton Dutton. The sophomore coming in, hitting 217 with 4 doubles, a triple, and at 6 RBI on the year. Smith, not a big base stealer, but is good when he goes. 4-of-4 in stolen bases. Tedrow throws it well and has done a nice job behind the plate for the Tigers this year. Defense playing fairly well straight up. The runner does go on the first pitch. The throw down to second is not going to be in time. In with a stolen base is Smith. He is now 5-of-5 on the season. The breaking ball missed up top, and the count is 1-0 on Dutton. Got a really good jump on that time on Gross, and Gross has now started off the first 3 batters all with an off-speed pitch. And I think Bondurant Farrar had read that on the first 2, anticipated that on the third, and got a good break on the breaking ball, and the pitch on the way here is a fastball in there for a strike. And that'll even things at 1-1. Makes it a little easier to steal off of a breaking pitch that's going to take a little bit longer to get to home plate. So a runner at second with a 1 out here in the top of the first. 1-1 count on Dutton. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses up inside. And the count now 2-1 on Dutton. Blake Baker, the first baseman, is waiting on deck. Sam Wagner, our home plate umpire here tonight. been umping for several years now, does a really good job. So it should be a well-umpired game. There's a breaking ball that misses behind the batter, Dutton. And they count now 3-1. Carroll out in the field over in softball right now, but with the sun shining the way it is over there, I can't read the scoreboard. There's a fly ball out into deep right center field. That could be trouble. Burke on his horse, as is Stitz, and that's going to roll out to the warning track. A rounding third is going to be Smith. He's going to come in to score on the RBI double from Braden Dutton. So Dutton drills one out to right center field, knocks in Smith from second base, and the Blue Jays have struck first here as they have taken a 1-0 lead. Two hits, one run here in the inning. And the batter is Blake Baker, the first baseman, the junior coming in hitting 361, does have four doubles, a home run, and 9 RBI on the year. Gross will work out of the stretch, takes a peek back at second. Tedrow holding the runner on at second. There's a swing and a miss. Ball going to roll away, but not far enough behind home plate for the runner to advance. So Dutton will stay out at second base to count 0-1 on Baker. Dutton coming in. No stolen bases for him yet this season, so more than likely not going to attempt to hit his first going to third, but if anything gets away from Tedrow and rolls far enough, he certainly will advance. That pitch is fouled off the end of the bat. It's out of play up the first base side, and the count is 0-2. Tyson Bain again is waiting on deck. More baseball and softball coverage for you tomorrow, Saturday, and then a softball game Sunday or Saturday morning for you. So games every day this week across our CB Sports Network stations. 0-2 pitch misses. You can always find that local sports schedule online at sports.1380kcim.com. I'm down in Manila tomorrow night with IK Manning Baseball, or actually IK Manning Softball, with Xyrocrin, Kibbled, and Audubon. 1-2 pitch misses. We'll have Mason Nealon, I think, is over in Glidden tomorrow night with Glidden and Arweva Baseball. So a softball and a baseball game tomorrow night. Then we've got baseball on Friday, softball again Saturday morning. Breaking ball, that one's in there for strike three. Beautiful pitch that started at him a little bit. He looked like he almost tried to take that front elbow and stick it out there and maybe get hit, but it broke past his elbow and right into the strike zone. And a great job by home plate umpire Sam Wagner. And that is going to be the first strikeout here tonight for Jackson Gross, 2 outs in the inning. Well, that'll bring up Tyson Bain, the third baseman, the junior hitting 167 with a double and 3 RBI. Pitch on the way. Flight out towards right. That's drifting foul. Burke will give chase, as does, of course, Tassel over there at first base. But that one's going to land well foul and unplayable for both of those guys. And the count is 0-1. Tassel coming off a fantastic basketball season this last winter as the Tigers made it down to the state tournament. He was one of the driving forces for that. Runner goes, and the throw is going to be dropped at home plate by Tedrow. The breaking ball, I think, was in there for a strike, and the count is 0-2. But the runner, again, just didn't pay enough attention to him, and Dutton noticed that, and he breaks for third, his first stolen base of the year. And they do say the count is 1-1. Pitch on the way, fastball up top. And it's now 2-1. Declan Parks, the pitcher, waiting on deck. Blue Jays got a fly out to right, then a single to right, and then a double to right center field. That pitch misses downstairs, 3-1, the count. They scored a run on that double. They lead it here 1-0. A runner down at third with 2 outs in the top half of this first inning. 3-1 count on Tyson Bain. Gross will come to the plate, and that one is going to miss outside for 4. First walk given up by Gross tonight. That'll bring up Declan Parks, the pitcher. Parks, a junior, coming in hitting 226, 5 double, 8 RBI on the year. And does Mondrian Farrar try to do something here? Do they get the runner started? Looks like middle infield maybe sliding in. Now they're drifting back to normal depth for Carroll. Tassel will hold the runner at first with the runner at third. Crandall off of the bag over at third. Gross takes a peek over at first. Now takes another peek at first. Looks over at third. He'll come out of the stretch. And there is a fly ball out towards the left, drifting back his overmull. He's got a bead on it. That one held up a little bit in the wind, but he makes a nice play on it for the final out of the inning. But the Blue Jays pick up one run on two hits. There was no errors and one left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of the first inning. It's a 1-0 Blue Jay lead. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploff in downtown Carroll or visit toploffclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Coming to you live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal in your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find that perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be at Landon Peterson, Trey Tassel, and Talon Crandall due off for the Carroll Tigers. Again, they are facing at Necklin Parks. He comes in 1-0, has thrown 12 innings, giving up 17 hits and 8 runs. All 8 have been earned. The ERA at 4.67 is walk 6, hit 3, struck out 13. Walks and hits per innings pitch 1.92. Opponents batting .327 against him this season. He's making his third start and fourth appearance on the hill. We'll give you a look at that defense coming up here in just a moment. Peterson will step in, comes in, the senior hitting .312. He's got two doubles, an RBI on the year, and there's a chopper out towards second. We'll scoop that one up. He's going to flip it over to first. One pitch and one out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Braden Dutton behind the plate. Blake Baker over at first. Jaden Piggott at second. Tyson Bain at third. And Blake Sollers at shortstop. The outfield, Fenton Smith in left. Cooper Goodwin in center. And Drake Falsgraft is getting the start again out in right field. First pitch on the way. Taken low and away by Trey Tassel. And the count is 1-0 and no strikes. The senior coming in hitting .222 with 3 doubles and RBI. He has scored twice this year. Early in the season, seeing some of those batting averages low, but they will creep up as the year goes on as everybody sees a little bit more pitching. 1-0 pitch misses low and outside, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes. Tigers have got some veterans in the lineup, and that should bode well for them as they try to get things jump-started against one of the top conferences in the state. 3-0 pitch coming up. In there for a strike in the count 3-1. So a nice at bat here so far by Tassel, the lefty, making Parks work a little bit. Again, through just one pitch to the first batter, pitch on the way. Fastball flied out towards its center. Goodwin will drift back. Didn't have to move much. Actually moves over towards left field more than he did back. There are two outs in the inning. That'll bring up the third baseman, Talon Crandall. Crandall, a junior. Coming in hitting .200 with a double and 3 RBI. He's also scored 6 times this year, but right now just wants to get on base and get something started. First pitch on the way, taken low and away. 1-0 and no strikes right now on Crandall. Mason Stitz, again the center fielder, is waiting on deck. Junior in the on the hill for Bondurant for our senior for Carroll. Chopper out to short. Sollers will scoop. Little bit of a high throw. Nice stretch that time by Baker over at first. And Carroll goes at 1-2-3 here in this at top of their bottom half of the, should say, the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll have the top of the second. It's a 1-0 Blue Jay lead. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Thanks to Doug Wanniger, we do have an update on the softball game. Carroll up 7-0 over there on Bondurant Farrar here in that ball game. Here it's 1-0 Bondurant Farrar. We head to the top of the second. It'll be Declan at Parks and Cooper Goodwin and Jaden Pidgett do up. Cooper Goodwin again at the plate. First pitch in there for ball one. The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, misses outside. Roche using a lot of off-speed pitches here tonight. Two balls, no strikes, so it's actually 7-8-9. Goodwin, Pidgett, and Sollers do out for Bondurant Farrar. They did hit six guys in that first inning. Sparks flew out to left to end that inning. Another fastball misses outside. Really trying to work the outside part of the plate right now and trying to find where that strike zone is. Three balls and no strikes right now on Goodwin. Goodwin, the senior center fielder, hitting 225 again. Come outside that time they find that outside edge. That'll move it to 3-1. Goodwin again hitting 225, 4 RBI, has scored 10 times. He's a good base runner when he gets on. 5 of 5 in stolen bases. They'll set up outside again, but the breaking ball going to hit him. So our first hit by pitch here tonight. That'll put a runner at first. Jaden Pigott will step to the plate, the second baseman, coming in hitting 200, 6 RBI on the year. Goodwin will creep off of first, about a 3.5 step lead, Tassel holding him on. Tough for the first baseman at this time of the year. With that sun beating down, there's a chopper out towards short. Peterson charges it, but it goes under his glove. Goodwin will hold up at second. As getting into that one quickly that time was the center fielder Mason Stintz, but Pickett going to reach on the air. Well, that'll put runners at first and second, and Blake Sollers will step to the plate. The shortstop coming in, a senior hitting 259, 3 RBI, and 9 runs scored. So Bondurant Farrar threatening with two runners on and nobody out. Tassel playing in for the bunt over at first base. Peterson, even with the righty, holding the runner on, as Crandall has to kind of protect over at first base with the first baseman crashing. So there's a big gap over here on the left side. Sollers does not square around. It takes the first pitch downstairs for ball one. Crandall playing even with the bag over at third. So if you're going to look to bunt, I try to bunt it up the third base side. But right now it doesn't look like they're going to bunt as the pitch taken up top of the count 2-0. That doesn't mean he's not going to drop the bat down late, but has not squared around on the first two pitches. Tassel has backed up a step or two over at first base. He is still well up the line, though. Gross would take a look back at Goodwin at second, breaking ball outside. 3-0 the count right now on Sollers. Top of the order. Drake Falscraft is waiting on deck. Rio offering, fastball up and in, ball four. That's going to load the bases. It's a good one down to third. Pigott up to second. Second walk given up here tonight for Jackson Gross, and that's going to bring up Drake Falscraft. He flew out to right field his first time up. comes up in a big situation here. Blue Jays get a couple of base hits here. They could take a commanding lead early in this thing. Still a long way to go, but the first pitch in there for a strike. Nice job that by Gross finding that outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Gross working out of the stretch, working quickly here. Fastball misses downstairs. 1-1 the count now on Falstaff. Overmull playing kind of towards the line out in left, now drifting towards more left field. There's a fly ball out to center on his horse, his Stitz. That's going to get over his head. And that one's going to get all the way out near the warning track. Two runs going to come in to score. Three runs to come in to score. Falstaff going to dig in for the three RBI triple. Drake Falstaff drills one. Out to deep center field over Stitz's head. Goodwin scores. Piggott scores. And Soller scores. And the lead is now 4-0. Yeah, the hit by pitch, an error, and a walk loaded up the bases. Two of those runs will be earned. And the lead, though, more importantly for the Blue Jays, 4-0. First pitch on the way to Fenton Smith. Taken low and away for ball one. He singled, stole second, and scored back in the first inning. We're here in the top of the second. Again, I'll head home after the game to my office. Mason Nealon will also work from an office tonight as well. We'll get recaps of all of tonight's baseball and softball typed up for you. Pop-up, that one's drifting out towards center. Stitz coming in. Tedrow Peterson drifting out. That's going to be a tough play. Tedrow makes the catch, spins, and throws. It'll be cut off by Gross and tagging up and scoring on the flyout. Off of the bat of Smith is Falstaff, and the lead is 5-0. So one out now here in the inning. That one just out behind second base, and Tedrow had to make the catch on the run. That'll bring up Braden Dutton. One out here in the inning, and the bases are empty. Pitch on the way. Chopper on the infield. Gross comes up the third base side. He'll scoop. Fires over to first. The 1-3 put out. And there are two outs here in the inning, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Blake Baker. That was a big out because Dutton had doubled to deep right center field his first time up. So you get that number three guy in the lineup out. And now the bases stay empty for the cleanup batter who you struck out looking his first time up. And Blake Baker will step back in. Second time through the lineup here for the Blue Jays against Gross. Got a run in the first. They've pushed four across the board here in this second inning. Pitch on the way. Briss is outside, low and away. And the count now 1-1 and no strikes. Tassel coming in a little over at first. That's a fastball. That one's going to catch the outside corner. That'll even things at 1-1. Really trying to work that outside corner. I'm surprised Tedrow playing kind of up the middle, but then again, a lot of the hits have been up the middle. You'd think with them trying to really work that outside corner that they're trying to get him to push the ball out towards right field. That pitch down in the dirt. Gross that time kind of reared back, got a little bit more of a bend in the back, but came right over the top and left that one short. It's 2-1. 2-1 offering, breaking ball in there for a strike. That's going to even things at 2-2. So that was a nice pitch again, started it at the hitter and broke it back across the plate. Inning started with Cooper Goodwin getting hit by a pitch. Then Jaden Pidgett reached on an error. Blake Sollers then walked to load the bases. 2-2 pitch went away. Three balls, two strikes right now on Baker. And then Drake Falstaff had a triple to score three. And then Fenton Smith flew out to the second baseman in shallow center field to score at Falstaff. Breaking ball chopped foul up the third base side. And the count will remain at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll looking for their second straight win. Same with Bondurant for our Carroll 2-3 in their last five. Bondurant for our 3-2 in their last five. But the Blue Jays looking for their 10th straight win against Carroll. Carroll's last win came in 2021. Fastball popped up right side. Tassel drifts into foul territory. Looks like he's got a beat on it. He'll make the catch in foul territory. And that is the final out of the inning. But The first four batters score here in the inning for the Blue Jays. They take a 5-0 lead. They pick up those four runs. They get it on one hit. There was a one error, and they leave nobody left on base. We will head to the bottom half of the second. It's 5-0 Blue Jays. We're back in 1 minute right here on 93.7 KKRL.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Spring Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who've trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years. And now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch, crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
Mason Stitz to lead things off for the Carroll Tigers as we head here to the bottom half of the second inning. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight, 93.7 at KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. First pitch to Stitz, fouled back up against the netting, and the count, no balls and one strike. The Carroll center fielder coming in, the senior, hitting .333 with a double, a triple, and a couple RBI, has scored three times as well. Stitz going to be followed here in the inning by Jackson Gross and then Nolan Stitz, who is the DH tonight. One pitch misses. Count runs to 1-1. 1-1 offering. Misses outside. Came with the fastball over. Threw that one a little bit. And the count 2-1. Parks went 1-2-3 with the Tigers in that first inning. Carroll came out pretty aggressive on the base pass. That one has popped up. Going to drift into foul territory, giving chase and overrunning the play that time, the first baseman, Baker. He kind of glanced back at the catcher, Dutton, to see if Dutton was going to come make the play, and then when he looked back up, he reached back behind his head and had overrun the ball. So that will drop in safe and a break for Stitz. Couldn't have his beard. Defeating Arweva tonight in softball on kick, 106.7, 18-7 in four innings. Here, Bondurant for our leads, 5-0. There's another foul ball. This one easily out of play up the first base side. And the count will remain 2-2 on Stitz. Gorgeous field. The shadow is now over third base, nearly getting out to the hill. Home plate in shadows as well. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper over it towards third. Knocking one down is Bain. Long throw. And just able to get Stitz, who is sprinting down the line. Got him by about a half a step. One up and one down for the Tigers. But great hustle by Mason Stitz. He knew that was going to be a long throw and a tough throw for Bain. And he forced Bain to have to make a really good throw to get him, because literally got him by maybe a half a step. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Jackson Gross, the senior, hitting .259 with a double, four RBI and three runs scored. First pitch is chopped out towards second. Coming in is Piggott. He'll scoop it up. Fires on the run. Two up and two down for Carroll here. Carroll right now out of their five outs, four ground outs on the infield and one fly ball out to center field. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Nolan Stitz. Nolan coming in, hitting .120 with six RBI and two runs scored. Looking to get Carroll's first base runner here in the bottom of the second. Pitch on the way. There's a line shot. That could be trouble coming in, but nope, it's going to go off the top of his glove. Goodwin had a bead on it and was right there, but that one tips off the top of his glove, so Stitz will reach on the air. And that's going to bring up the right fielder, Lincoln Burke, the junior, coming in, hitting .238 with three runs scored on the year. Burke in a situation here to try and get this two-out rally going. Carroll trailing at 5-0. First error for Bondurant. For our runner goes, and their pitch is going to be fouled back and out of play. And they count 0-1. Nolan Stitz, 2 of 2 in stolen bases. Tigers being aggressive on the base pass. Now, if you're Stitch, you're probably disappointed. You got a really good break on that one. You had stolen that one off of the pitcher. But with a 5-0 lead, I don't know if Parks is really worried about the runner at first. But now that he knows you might be looking to go at 2 outs, he steps off the runner, or off the bag, I should say. Now spins and throws over. Back in safely is Nolan Stitz. Carson Tedrow, the second baseman, hoping to get an opportunity here in the inning. Short lead right now for Stitz over there at first. Runner goes. Pitch misses inside. Snap throw down to second. It's on the first base side. It hits Stitz as he's sliding into the bag. He'll get the stolen base. 3 of 3 now in stolen bases. The Tigers have a running at runner in scoring position with a 1-1 count now on Lincoln Burke. Wind has picked up some from left to right field. Again, we've got a chance of some storms coming in after midnight tonight. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike. And right now, Parks is really throwing a lot of fastballs. He's really trying to get out in front of the hitters. Gross has been usually mainly off-speed pitches. Well, Parks is coming in with a lot of fastballs. Pitch on the way. Another fastball swung on and missed. And that's going to do it. That's his first strikeout given up to the Carroll Tigers tonight. But the Tigers strand one on base. No runs on, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We'll head to the top of the third. 5-0 in favor of Bondurant for our. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7, 93.7 KKRL.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Top of the third inning, Tyson Main at Declan Parks. Cooper Goodwin due out for Bondurant Farrar. The Blue Jays will have their 5-6 hitters due up here. They pushed 4 runs across the board last inning. They lead it right now by a score of 5-0. Jackson Gross back out on the hill. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in our Mackey Motors tailgate. Culver's celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Breaking ball misses up and in. And the count, 1-1, no strikes to Bain. He has singled his first time up. Was eventually stranded over there at first base when the first inning came to an end. There's a line drive. That'll be a base hit. Couple of hopper out to Stitz in the center. So 2 singles on the night for Bain. That's going to be the 5th hit given up by Carroll pitching here tonight. And Declan Parks, the pitcher, will step in. He flew out to left his first time up. Again, wind has shifted to the northwest. It was out of the south-southeast most of the day, but it shifted to the north-northwest, and it's blowing fairly strong here tonight. The good thing about that, it's keeping those storms that are to the south and to the east of us, to the south and east of us. Pitch on the way. This is outside. 1-1, no strikes. Need to get all of these games in. We had some games rained out early in the year and had some games that we weren't able to broadcast for some other reasons. Trying to get things made up now. Oh, Carroll trailing 7-0. Sorry, I misread Doug's text earlier. Throw over to first. That's on the softball diamond. So Carroll's trailing 7-0. Doug out for his evening walk after having his Culver's. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That could be playable for Tassel. It's going to drift near foul territory, and it will. It's just in foul territory. They'll make the catch about 15 feet behind the bag, just in the grass. And there is a one out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up now Cooper Goodwin. Goodwin was hit by a pitch to start the second and came around to score. And the Blue Jays got the first four guys on base in the second inning and scored all four of them. It was off of hit by pitch, air, walk, and then a triple. Runner goes, and Tedrow again not able to grip the ball. That's twice tonight that he's been wanting to make a throw to a bag and had the ball slip out of his hand. In with the stolen base is Bain. So Bain now 2 of 2 in stolen bases, and the count is 0-1 on Goodwin. Breaking ball. It could be it's a hot, sweaty night. Talked about that earlier. This is the kind of weather I love, but I don't think Eric Noggle's loving it over there at the PA box. 1-1 pitch, flied out. That could be trouble. Stitz drifting back. He was playing left center. That's where it's going to end up. He was playing that one about right. Had to drift out about 10 feet to his right. He'll make the catch, and there are two outs here in the inning. So that'll bring to the plate now the second baseman, Jaden Piggott. Piggott reached on an air his first time up, then came in to score that second run in the second inning and the third round of the ballgame for the Blue Jays. Tigers trying to get through this third with no damage done. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, that's in the dirt, that's going to move the runner down. Tedrow did a nice job of keeping that one in front of him, but when he knocked it down and smothered it, it bounced off to the side of him just a little bit and took him a second to figure out where that one had bounced to. It's hard to see with that catcher's myth, you know, mask on. Fastball up top, 2 balls in, no strikes now on Piggott. Blake Sollers is waiting on deck. Big situation for the Tigers here. 2 outs in this inning. There's a ground ball, and it's going to be a nice catch. That's going to be a line drive caught by Jackson on the hill right off of the dirt. So he got that one before it hopped, and that'll be the final out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left for the Blue Jays in the third. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning. 5-0, Bondurant Ferrara with the lead. We're back in a minute here on Kick 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Carson Tedrow, Willis Overmull, and Landon Peterson. 8-9-1 due out for the Carroll Tigers. We head here to the bottom half of the third inning. Declan Park still on the hill for the Blue Jays. Pitch on the way. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. And the count 0-1 on the Tigers' second baseman. The senior hitting 118 has scored twice. Does have a couple of sacrifices, but nobody on base right now as he leads off this third. Pitch on the way. Another fastball in there for a strike. And quickly the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Good crowd on hand. Had fun. Caught up with Carter Asick, former Carroll Tiger, his assistant coach. Caught up with him before the game briefly tonight. He was heading out to do some raking on the field, but always good to check in with Carter. 1-2, the count right now on at Tedrow. Overmull again waiting on deck. Bondurant for our dugout over here on the first base side. They're all up, standing up. The guy's not out on the field. Breaking ball up top. So Tedrow's battled back after getting down 0-2. As even this count at 2-2. Two pitch coming up, fastball, line drive, nice catch by Blake Baker over at first. I thought that one was getting out in to right field. That is a tough, tough catch on a well-hit ball. That one looked like it was going to get over his head, but even with the sun in his eyes, he stuck the glove up and was able to pull that one down for the first out. That's taken away probably a double from Tedrow, who hit that one well. Willis Overmull now the lefty steps in. Swings and misses at the first pitch in the count 0-1. The sophomore hitting .286, a double and an RBI on the year. A pitch up top, one ball and one strike to Overmull. Parks continues to work quickly here. The shadow is now pretty much they're in behind the pitcher's rubber. He's got a little bit of shadows on the back leg. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. And they count 1-2. I remember growing up as a kid, you'd watch those Major League Baseball games, and they talk about the ball coming out of the shadows in the hand, going into the sun, then back to the shadows before home plate, which is the situation now. It makes it tough for a hitter. And you see that there is a strikeout of Overmull, second out of the inning, second strikeout tonight for Parks. And Landon Peterson will snap to the plate. He grounded out to second his first time up, but the ball looks dark, then it gets lit so you can see it well, and then it gets dark again about 15 feet from home plate. So it's kind of changing shades or colors on you a little bit on how you see it three different times before it gets to the plate, and that can make it difficult. First pitch misses up and away, and they count one ball, no strikes on Peterson. Landon was out last night, but back into the lineup here tonight. 1-0 offering. Check swing did not go around, and the count is 2-0. We did announce our CB Sports Network Rewind Show, All Spring Athletes of the Year. Landon Peterson was our Boys Soccer Player of the Year, so congratulations to him. Fastball catches the outside corner. We'll get T-shirts and certificates made up for all of our 7 Athletes of the Year for our spring sports, and we'll get those delivered hopefully in a week or two. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper out towards short, scooping that one up, and a good throw that time by Sollers, and that is again the Tiger half of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Top of the fourth is 1 minute away. It's 5-0, Bondurant Farrar. We're back in 1 minute.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
We're heading to the top half of the fourth inning. Blake Sollers will lead things off, followed by Drake Falchcraft, and then at Fenton Smith. So 9-1-2 due out for the Blue Jays. Appreciate everybody tuning in here tonight. 93.7 at KKRL. Bondurant Farrar with a run in the fourth, 4 in the second. And that's how they've built this 5-0 lead here in the fourth inning. First pitch misses outside to Sollers, and the count 1-0. He walked and scored back in the second, breaking ball up top. 2-0 the count now on at Sollers. Carroll at the plate in softball right now. Last again, I knew they were down 7-0. Pitch on the way. That one is fouled back off of the catcher. Tedrow says he's fine, and the count 2-1. Got a good crowd on hand here to the left. Some students sitting over here. I think I see Sadie Kelly in the house. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball just misses low and away. 3-1 the count now on at Sollers. Sollers. 3-1 offering. Up top, ball 4, so Sollers earns his second walk of the night. Third given up by Gross. That'll bring up now Falchcraft, who tripled his last time up. In the first inning, he flew out to right. and then ended up tripling, driving in three runs in the second inning, and eventually came in to score on a sac fly out in the shallow center field caught by the second baseman, Tedrow. Pretty good lead for Falter. Sollers over there at first, throw over, back in safely. Groh's going to try and keep him close. Sollers again with a pretty comfortable lead. Groh will come to the plate, gets the breaking ball on the outside corner. And the count is 0-1. Groh comes set out of the stretch, takes a look over at first. He'll come to the plate. Flied out towards left. Overmull should have a bead on this one. Kind of drift in a little bit, and then he ends up and not able to squeeze that one in. It lands in the glove and then drops out. Now the throw gets away as well, as that one didn't get to the shortstop, Landon Peterson. And it's going to be two errors on the play for Carroll. So Falstaff will reach on the air, and then Sollers moves to third on a different error. And there's runners at the corners now with nobody out, and the batter is Fenton Smith. Did a nice job kind of playing the wind out there. Is that wind again blowing from left to right, headed in the glove? I don't know if he just caught it in the palm of the glove or what, but it ends up popping out of his glove. And then he picked it up and tried to get it back into the infield, pitch down in the dirt. Runner at first stays. And the count 1-0 to Smith. Smith singled and scored with a stolen base in the first. Had a sac fly RBI caught by the second baseman in shallow center field back in the second. So his third time up, we're here in the fourth inning. 5-0, Blue Jays with the lead. Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. 1-0 pitch up and away, and the count 2 balls in, no strikes. Two-one pitch. That's going to hit him. We're going to get a hit by pitch. That's going to load the bases. Second hit by pitch for Groh here tonight. That'll bring up Braden Dutton. Dutton doubled driving in a run in the first inning, stole third and went stranded there, and then grounded back to the pitcher for the second out in the second inning. So big at bat here. 5-0 is still manageable, but you got to get some runners on. They get a base hit here and score two, or you know, put a two or any kind of a crooked number on the board here in this fourth inning, and we're getting late enough that it starts to get tough to come back from. Not that it's impossible. They scored 5 and 6 last night, but it starts to get a little tougher. The first pitch is fouled back out of play, and the count is 0-1. Fastball catches the outside corner down at the knees. 0-2 count now on Dutton. Big strikeout here would be huge. Breaking ball just misses, trying to get him to chase on a big breaking. That one started high and broke down to the lower part of the plate, but just missed. And the count 1-2. Groh again comes with the breaking ball, misses inside. And the count now 2-2 on Dutton with Blake Baker waiting on deck. Bondurant for our 3 hits in the first, 1 in the second. And 1 in the third. There is strike 3 called. A huge strikeout for Jackson Groh, his 2nd of the ballgame. And there is 1 out now in the inning, and the bases remain loaded. With Sollers down at 3rd, Falstaff at 2nd, and Smith at 1st. And Blake Baker stepping in. He is 0-for-2, struck out looking in the 1st. Popped up in foul territory to Trey Tassel at 1st, back in the 2nd. Breaking ball is popped up. Not going to drift out into shallow right. It is. Tedrow will drift back. He makes the catch and gets the ball in quickly. And all the runners hold up. So all of a sudden, Carroll now has got 2 outs on the Blue Jays here in this 4th, and they've got a chance to get out of it. But Tyson Bain stepping to the plate. He singled in the 1st, was eventually stranded there, then singled again in the 3rd. Stole 2nd, moved to 3rd on a pass ball, and ended up being stranded there. He was the leadoff guy back in the 3rd inning. 5-0 Bondurant Farrar. Pitch on the way. up top. And it's a 1-0 count. Pitch coming up here. Breaking ball misses low and away. And the count now 2 balls and no strikes. Sollers again down at third, but got to get the batter here, get out of trouble. Downstairs, there's no place to put him. So with a 3-0 count, you got to come in with a strike. Rio pitch, up top, ball four. So that's a tough break for Carroll. You load the bases with no outs, and then you battle your way back to getting two outs still with the bases loaded, not having given up a run, and then you walk a run in. So that'll be an RBI for Bain. Sollers will score. Falzgraf down to second, or down to third, excuse me. Smith up to second, and Bain at first with Parks at the plate. Parks is 0 for 2 here tonight. Flew out to left in the first. Popped up in foul territory to the first baseman for the first out in the third inning. He'll take a breaking ball low and away for ball one. 6-0 now in favor of Bondurant Farrar here in the top half of the fourth. Crowd's good size, but it's been fairly quiet here tonight. Pitch misses downstairs. And they count 2-0. I think sometimes when you get these nights where it's a little bit warmer, nobody feels like they have a lot of energy. So even though they want to scream and yell and be loud, pitch on the way in there for a strike, sometimes the energy level is just not where you want it to be. Two balls and one strike. Pitch on the way. I've been in there for strike two. Thought that one maybe was up and in, but catches the inside corner of the plate. That'll even things at 2-2. Offering. Swung on and missed, and Gross gets himself out of trouble here in fourth with his third strikeout of the night. But Bondurant Farrar adds a run. They get that one run on no hits. There was two errors, and they leave three runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, 6-0 Blue Jays with the lead. Back in a minute here on KKRL.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Trey Tassel, Talon Crandall, and Mason Stitz are the scheduled hitters for Carroll here against Parks as we head to the bottom of the fourth. A line drive and another good catch by Piggott out there at second base. A one up and one down. Carroll's hitting the ball hard tonight, but almost all of their hard-hit balls seem to be right at somebody, or the defense just making a really good catch. Blake Baker, again, the face first baseman, took a couple of steps to his right last inning and snared one with a snow cone catch that was probably a double out into right field. Talon Crandall will take the first pitch up top, and the count 1-0. Popped up, foul back out of play. I like how Parks works. He's pretty quick, gets the ball, generally gets right back on the rubber. And he's ready to go. That keeps your defense into the game a little bit more and more focused when there's not a lot of dead time in between pitches. There's a check swing foul ball down the first base side. And you can tell he's putting some steam on it. That was a check swing where Crandall didn't really put a lot into that check swing, and that ball sailed out into shallow right field down the foul line. So that was all off of the throw from the pitcher. 1-2 pitch coming up here from Parks. Breaking ball up top. And the count now 2-2 with Mason Stitz waiting on deck. Jackson Gross would be the fourth guy in the inning if the Tigers can get a guy on base. Pitch on the way outside. Crandall has battled back here to a 3-2 count. Again, Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps, all the stats and audio recaps of all of the Berry baseball and softball games tonight. 3-2 pitch inside, and what a walk earned that time from Talon Crandall, the first given up tonight here by Parks. That's the second base runner for the Carroll Tigers this evening. As Nolan Stitz had reached on an error back in the second, Mason Stitz will step in now. He grounded out to third his first time up, and it was a really good throw by Bain that got him by a half a step over at first base. First pitch on the way. Runner goes. The throw down to second is in time, and they get him. So Talon Crandall had been 14 of 15 in stolen bases on the season. He is going to be gunned down there. And that is going to be the second out of the inning. The count is 1-0 on the batter, Stitz. That's the guy you want to be aggressive on the base pass with, but the catcher made a good throw. Another hard chopper down to third, bobbling that one is Bain. His throw is going to be off a line. And I may go base hit on that one because Bain had to go to his knees on a backhand to try to field that one. Got it into the glove, and then it bounced out of the glove. By the time he picked it up, he wasn't going to get Stitz. I don't know if he gets him even going to his knees with the backhand. He almost didn't get Stitz on the grounder down there the last time. So first base hit for the Tigers here tonight. We'll see what the official stats are after the game. And that's going to bring up Jackson Gross. Pitch on the way, up and in. And the count 1-0. Gross grounded out to second to Piggott, his first time up, that back in the second inning. Pitcher trying to help himself here with a runner at first and two outs. Stitz runs pretty well, pretty comfortable lead. He's going to go. That one has popped up on the infield. It's going to be in foul territory, but coming over and making the catch is the catcher, Braden Dutton. And that is going to be the final out for the Tigers here in this fourth inning. Carroll gets a runner on, no runs on, one hit, no errors, one left. We'll head to the top of the fifth. It's a 6-0 Bondurant for our lead. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Top half of the fifth inning here on at 93.7 at KKRL. Bondurant Farrar with a run in the first, a four in the second, and a one in the fourth. They lead it right now by a score of 6-0. We're here at the top of the fifth. They're going to send up Cooper Goodwin, Jaden Piggott, and also Blake Sollers. So 8-7-8-9 due up. Goodwin hit by a pitch and scored back in the second. Flew out to center in the third. He offers, had a bunt on the first pitch he sees from Gross. Misses it, and the count is 0-1. One pitch taken in there for ball one. One pitch, breaking ball, line drive. That will be a two-hopper out to Overmo. So a leadoff single here for Bondurant Farrar. That'll be their sixth hit of the ballgame. And that's going to bring to the plate Jaden Piggott. Piggott reached on an error and scored in the second and then hit into a line drive in the third. Pretty good lead for Goodwin. Very good base dealer over at first. Tassel holding him on. Runner goes. The throw down to second is not going to be in time. Tedrow to Tedrow. And in with the stolen base is Goodwin. Goodwin now 6 of 6 in stolen bases on the year. Runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays. One ball, no strikes right now on Piggott. 1-0 pitch. Just misses up and away. And they count 2 balls and no strikes. And I've got Ike Manning hosting Xyrock and Kimbleton Audubon softball tomorrow night. Mason Nealon will have Arweva at Glen Ralston Baseball. Breaking ball misses up top. 3 balls and no strikes. Friday, I'll have Glen Ralston Baseball against Bowyer Valley. And then Saturday, we've got the Glen Ralston at Kemper softball. Those are our broadcast games over the next few days. Nick Brinks at Kuhn and Arweva softball tonight. That pitch up top. Ball 4. Fifth walk given up here tonight by Gross. We'll put runners at first and second. And Blake Sollers will step to the plate. Sollers has walked twice and scored twice here tonight. Looking for his first base hit. Fastball misses low and away. That's actually an off-speed pitch in the count 1-0. We're coming to you live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn and Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned. Runners go. The throw down to third is knocked down by Crandall in foul territory. So Goodwin steals at third. Piggott will steal second. And the count now 1-1 on Sollers. In friendly service, great financing options, and the team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Fastball outside. 2-1 the count now on Sollers. Bondurant has threatened in every inning, had at least a runner in scoring position. There is a push bunt up the third base side, foul. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. They got that run in the first, 4 in the second. Stranded a runner at third in the third. And then scored a run in the fourth, but still had the bases loaded when the inning came to an end. So they've left some guys on base here tonight. They've left 5 so far through their first plate appearances, first 4 at plate appearances. Fastball outside, 3-2 the count. Drake's Falstaff waiting on deck. Don't really want to put any more runners on base with him coming up. Pitch on the way, and there is ball 4. Sixth walk unofficially here for Gross, and that'll load the bases. Falstaff flew out to right in the first, tripled scoring 3 in the second, then scored a run, and then reached on an error back in the fourth inning. So the bases loaded with nobody out. Second straight inning that Carroll has faced that against Bondurant Farrar. Pitch on the way outside for ball 1. It's great to have that pitch count out there on the board, but with the sun at this time of the night, you can't read it. Pitch on the way. In there for strike 1. That sun is always beat down on right field. It's always been a little difficult to read the scoreboard here. Fly ball out to right center. Drifting over and making the catch is Burke. 2 of the runners will tag. So coming in to score is going to be Goodwin on the sack fly. RBI from Falstaff. Burke will get the first out here in the inning. Moving down third is Piggott. Sollers had went halfway. He went back to first after it was caught. So the lead is now up to 7-0. Fifth earned run given up here tonight for Jackson Gross. Runners on the corners with a 1 out. Fenton Smith will step in. Singled and scored with a stolen base in the first. Had a sack fly out to shallow center field. Caught by the second baseman Tedrow in the second. was hit by a pitch, throw over to first, back in safely. It's going to be Sollers. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth and eventually stranded out at second base. Carroll will have some work to do here in the bottom of the fifth. Runner goes, and again, Tedgrew not able to squeeze that one up into the hand. And the ball will fall down to the left-handed batter's box. In safely is going to be Sollers. Piggott over at third, Sollers at second. Breaking ball. Misses up and in. 1-1 the count now on Smith. Base hit here probably scores two. Right now, Burke is playing well off of the line. There's a number back to Gross. He'll field, did not look the runner back to third. Now the throw gets away at first. Two runs will come in to score, and Smith going to move down to second on the play. So another error for Carroll. Two more unearned runs will come in to score, and the lead is at 9-0. Not been a good night for Carroll here tonight. After earning that win last night, Braden Dutton will step in. He has 1-for-3 tonight, doubled a driving in run in the first, eventually stranded out at third after stealing third in that first inning, grounded back to the pitcher in the second, and then struck out looking in the fourth. I would say sometimes that maybe the sun was a factor over there at first on that throw, but first base pretty much in the shadows now. I don't think the sun had anything to do there. There's a chopper out to Peterson. He'll field it, now turns, throws to third. They've got the runner in the pickle. Peterson has to hustle back to third. He will tag out the runner, Fenton Smith. That'll be the second out, so that's going to be 6-5-4-6 for the putout. Two outs here in the inning. Dutton will reach on the fielder's choice. Smith stayed in the pickle long enough for Dutton to move up to second. And Eric Rodriguez Alcaraz coming in to run out at second base. He is 5-of-6 in stolen bases. On the season, Blake Baker will step to the plate, 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out looking in the first, popped up in foul territory to the first baseman in the second, popped up to the second baseman in the fourth. He'll take the first pitch outside for ball one. 9-0. Bondurant Farrar with the lead here. Carroll softball's doubleheader done tonight. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. And they count 1-1. Again, Mason Nealon and I both will type up a recap here tonight of all of our area baseball and softball. Pitch up top. 2-1 the count now on Baker. Tyson Bain is waiting on deck. Again, we type up recaps of every game. Every sporting event that goes on in our area every night after it's done. We make sure all of those games are posted to the website, Facebook, and Twitter before we call it a night. 2-1 pitch misses. Count runs to 3-1. 3-1 offering on the way downstairs for ball four. Seventh walk given up here tonight for Gross. That'll put runners at first and second with Tyson Bain, the scheduled hitter, stepping up to the plate. He singled in the first. Was stranded first when the inning came to an end. He singled in the third, stole second, moved to third on a pass ball, was stranded there, and then walked in a run back in the fourth inning. So he's been on base all three times, 2-for-2 night for him. And the first pitch misses outside for ball one. One-0 pitch on the way, outside. That one slipped away from Tedrow in the exchange, but not far enough. Dutton had crept off, or actually that's Rodriguez Alcaraz that crept off the bag at second, but did not go. Breaking ball in there for a strike and the count 2-1. Pitch taken for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. There is ball four. So that'll walk the bases loaded here in the fifth. Ninth batter in the inning as the pitcher, Declan Parks. Parks flew out to left in the first. Popped up to the first baseman in foul territory in the third. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Pitch on the way. Taken downstairs for ball one. Again, no place to put him. Can't walk another one. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike. That'll even things at 1-1. Rodriguez, Alcaraz at third. Baker at second. Bain at first. And there's a base hit out to left. That'll score two. The throw going to be offline to the plate. Runners will move up a bag. So Dutton and Baker come in to score. Bain down to third on the throw. Parks, who singled, will move up to second. Tenth batter in the inning coming up. And the lead is now 11-0. And head coach Josh Lucan making his way out of the dugout. I think we're going to get a pitching change here. We'll go over the changes when we come back after this on 93.7 KKL.
May is loaded with flavor at Chicaro Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home, go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards, get a $10 bonus card. Carol Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Hi, this is J.R. Mayhall with Gretiman & Associates. I want to try to rectify a common misconception about insurance. Not all insurance companies are created equal. When you look for a house or car, you try to find one that fits you best, whether that's the lowest price or some specific options or some combination of the two. Insurance is the same way. We recently had a hailstorm, and some people found out that the insurance that they purchased was not what they thought they were covered for. The one that comes up the most is cosmetic exclusions on homeowners' policies. Gretiman & Associates is an independent insurance agency, and we routinely deal with 8 different personal lines carriers, many of which do not have cosmetic exclusions. Talk to an agent and ask questions to find out what coverage and price fits you best.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploff in downtown Carroll or visit toploffclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Mason Stitcher, new pitcher here tonight for the Carroll Tigers. Looks like Gross moves out to center, so those two just swapping spots. And the first pitch to Goodwin is fouled down the third base side in the count 0-1. And we have a new batter. It is Hayden Glissman. Has come to the plate for Bondurant for our hitting for Cooper Goodwin, who had started this inning. I'll try and look up Glissman's numbers here in a second. The 0-1 pitch taken in there for ball one. Glissman is 0 for 3 at the plate, used as a pinch runner. He has 4 runs scored. There's going to be a pitch in the dirt. Coming in to score on the wild pitch is Bain. That'll push it to 12-0. Parks will move down to third, and they count 2-1. 2 outs here, top of the fifth. Six runs so far here in this fifth inning for Bondurant for ours. They've opened it up, and that's been a little bit of an issue at times for Carroll this year, is they can keep themselves close, and then they seem to have one inning where things just go awry, and tonight it was the fifth. 3 balls and 1 strike to count now on Goodwin. Pitch on the way. That's going to be taken, I should say, for ball three. Jaden Piggott is going to be hit for if it comes to that. Delgado is waiting on deck, and there is going to be ball four. So Delgado will get a chance to hit here in this fifth inning as well. Goodwin again was 1-for-2. Piggott was 0-for-2 with 2 runs scored and a stolen base. Delgado will step in. First time he's hit tonight for Mondrant Farrar. Delgado Vasquez is 0-for-3 at the plate this year. He'll take the first pitch inside for ball one. Mondrant Farrar with runners on the corner, 11th batter of the inning. 2-0 the count now on Delgado Vasquez. It's going to get to the backstop. Another run going to come in to score. As Parks will score on the wild pitch. That is going to be the final run given up by Gross here in the game. So he'll have given up 13 runs here tonight. I think I have 9 of those earned tonight. 5 of those, excuse me, earned here tonight. That went in there for a strike. The count is 3-1 now on the batter. Pitch on the way. There's a flare. Is that going to be caught? Tasso will come in. Him and Stitz collide, but looks like both of them going to be all right. And Tasso does hold on to the ball, and that is going to be the final out of the inning. So Stitz did have a walk given up, but doesn't give up anything more. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 13-0 now. Bondurant Farrar back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
He has Nolan Smith, the lead off for the Carroll Tigers as we head here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. He'll be followed by Lincoln Burke and Carson Tidra. Followed the first pitch back, and the count is 0-1. Stitch reached on an error back in the second inning. Stole second base when it was eventually stranded there. Six, seven, and eight do up for Carroll. There's going to be a ball back up the middle, scooping it up. The throw not going to be in time. An infield single for Nolan Smith. That one right up the middle. Stollers got to it, but he was behind the second base bag, and that was going to be a tough throw on the run. So the infield single, second base hit of the night for the Carroll Tigers. There's no quitting his team as Lincoln Burke will step in. He struck out swinging his first time up. Pitch on the way up top. One ball and no strikes now on Burke. Carroll will keep fighting. Seven run fifth inning, the difference right now. That one is popped up. Runner was going. They're going to have maybe a chance at a double play, but that one's going to hold up long enough as Stitt's able to sprint back. The first baseman made the catch, and a good job by Nolan Stitt, who was breaking on the play. He was about 8 steps from second when he cranked on the brakes and spun around and sprinted back. He was about 3 steps away from getting back to first when the first baseman that time, Baker, made the catch. And Baker knew that he didn't have a chance to get him. That'll bring up Carson Tedrow. Pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Tedrow hit a line drive caught by Baker over at first. Mack in the third inning in his other plate appearance. Willis Overmull is waiting on deck. Pitch on the way. Fastball misses inside. 1-1. Our Mackey Motors tailgate will follow. Of course, we'll have our Culver's player of the game coming in that. And also conversation with Coach Lucan and one of the guys. Pitch on the way. Chopper down to third. Scooping that one up is Bain. The throw to first is in time. Throw over to second. That's going to get away from the second baseman Pickett, but Soller's right there to scoop it up. So Stitt's up to second, but 2 outs here in the inning. And the batter is Willis Overmull. Overmull struck out swinging in his other plate appearance here tonight. That coming in the third inning. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. No balls in 1 strike. Overmull came into tonight hitting .286. He's had a good year so far. The 0-1 offering up and away. That'll even ball things up at 1-1. One pitch up and in. 2 balls now and 1 strike on Overmull. Parks deals. There's a foul ball back up against the screen. That'll even things at 2-2. Tigers have had 3 base runners here tonight. Actually 4. Parks did walk 1. And Nolan Stitz reached on an error in the second. And Talon Crandall, who walked in the fourth, but then he was doubled up or actually tried to steal second base and was thrown out. But there's a swing and a miss. Overmull will end it here tonight with a strikeout. Bondurant and Farrar are going to pick up the 13-0 5-inning win here tonight over the Carroll Tigers. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next year on Kick 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining 2 names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Spring Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who've trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate. Because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years. And now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch. Crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suppy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used, aftermarket, and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Mackey Motors tailgate here on 93.7 KKRL. Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for his 17 years running together. Let's drive. At Mackey Motors in Lake City, check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Got Nolan Stitz with the Carroll Tigers joining us here. Nolan, I know disappointed this and kind of slipped away from you guys here, especially late this game. Final score going to maybe not be as imperative of what it was through the first four innings. But what are you thinking right now?
We should get our bats going and clean up a little errors on the defense. I think we'll be just fine.
What were you seeing from the pitcher parks tonight? And what do you think was the struggle for you guys at the plate tonight?
I just think it's just reps. We just need more reps, I think, in the cages and just not used to it going from a not-so-decent team pitching-wise to a team that can throw strikes and a little faster is a little difficult.
He did look like he came out and tried to throw a lot of fastballs tonight. Is that what you kind of saw from him?
Yeah. Usually their first pitch is the best pitch, so first pitch fastball is just beautiful.
How did you try to adjust to that tonight at the plate?
He's just trying to get the at-bat done, try to win it. So, first pitch, you go win instead of let him take advantage of the 0-1 count.
Where are you guys at right now? Do you feel you're coming off the win last night and stuff? So, where's this team at this point of the season? You mentioned some things you need to work on, but what are you doing well right now, do you think?
I feel like your fielding's somewhat decent. We're getting better at that. Hitting the ball, I feel like we don't strike out as much as we did earlier in the season. We put the ball in play. It's just a matter of where the ball goes and if they field it or not.
You got to take this one, I'm sure. Think about it for a moment, but flush it. You're back in action tomorrow night. So what do you take away from this game, though, to help you in the future?
We just got to take away all the negative parts and focus on the positives and just move on.
Is this team right now still confident and kind of focused that this same team can kind of get rolling for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
So winner set tomorrow night, another conference game. What do you know about them? Have you looked at them so far?
They're not bad. Obviously, they're one of the better teams, I think, in the conference, and it's going to be pretty hard, depending on who we get from the pitcher.
Any idea who you guys might be looking to throw tomorrow night? Is that kind of a game-time situation?
I think it's a game-time situation as of now because of what we pitched these last few days.
I was going to say, a lot of games here lately, so how's the arms for you guys? And I'll talk more with coach of that, but how are you feeling and stuff, and how do you feel like your season's going?
I feel like we're doing fine. Obviously, you need to fix up those small little errors we have.
What are you doing, though, personally? How do you feel like you're playing right now, and what do you think you're doing well? We've kind of talked about a lot of things you guys need to get better at, but what are you doing well right now, personally?
I feel like I'm doing well, like, feeling the ball, seeing the ball in the pitcher's hand right away, and knowing if I should swing or not.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you joining us. I know it's never fun coming up and talking after these kind of games, so I appreciate you coming up. Best luck tomorrow night, and we'll see you Saturday for your guys' tournament here.
Thank you.
You bet. Nolan Stitz again with the Carroll Tigers joining us here. We'll step away, take a break. We'll run through numbers. I know Coach Lucan is going to be scheduled to join us right now. He's out working the field a little bit, but he did say that he would come up and chat with us as well. So we'll step away, take a break. We'll have our Culver's player of the game and hopefully a conversation with Coach Lucan coming up for you here on 93.7 KKRL.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
Back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate here on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman hanging out with you here tonight. Of course, we're coming to you as well from the Motor Inn Broadcast Booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Taking a look at our numbers here unofficially here tonight for Carroll. Landon Peterson and Trey Tassel both go 0 for 2. Talon Crandall 0 for 1 with a walk. Mason Stitz 1 for 2. Jackson Gross 0 for 2. Nolan Stitz went 1 for 2 on the night. Had a stolen base as well. You had Lincoln Burke winning 0 for 2 here tonight. Carson Tedra 0 for 2. And Willis Overmull also 0 for 2 on the night. Pitching-wise, Jackson Gross, 4 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits. He also walked 8, struck out 3, allowed 13 runs. 5 of those were earned, and he hit 2. Mason Stitz would come in and throw 1/3 of an inning. He would walk 1. For Bondurant, for our first, we'll talk with the head coach, Josh Lucan, who is scheduled to join us here now. And Coach, sorry to pull you away from working the field out there here tonight, but not exactly, I'm sure, the way you wanted this game. I could tell Nolan was really disappointed, but what do you take out of this here tonight?
Well, we're really hurting from losing Chase Schaible last week.
Yep.
He's kind of our other guy that we feel really good about on the mound, and that lack of pitching depth is definitely hurting us right now. It's like we feel really good about our top 2-3 guys, but when you're going with your 4 or 5 and the Raccoon River, it's going to be hard to win those games. So, I mean, like, got to cut down on the walks, hit by pitches, things like that. Too many of those tonight. I mean, we only gave up 6 hits. We kicked the ball a little bit more than usual tonight.
Yep. Defense has been a little bit of a strength, has it not?
Oh, yeah. We don't really kick the ball very much. I mean, this is the most errors that we've had in 3 weeks.
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of one of our strong suits. Kind of unfortunate that we made a couple that gave some runs tonight, but got to get more hits than what we have. We kind of feel like we have a lot of guys that are right on the edge of getting a breakthrough. I mean, you saw a couple hard hit outs
yes.
tonight from some of our guys. So just a little bit of bad luck and not pitching at the greatest. And we'll be okay. We'll find more wins down the road.
How I could tell Nolan tonight, as I said, disappointed. How are the guys holding up where they're swinging the bat well, getting those hard hits? There were 3 or 4 line drives tonight that were caught. So eventually you got to figure you're going to find the gaps with that. So are the guys staying confident with that?
Yeah, we just constantly are pumping them up. We tell them, hey, those are good hard hit balls. Like, we'll live with you making loud outs. I mean, we're putting
yep.
the ball in play and things like that. Our strikeouts are way down from where they've been in the past few years, and our walks are up, and when we get on base, we're able to steal bases. Yeah, we got thrown out once tonight, but for the most part, we really do get after it on the base paths, and weren't really in a situation to bunt it too much tonight, but that's another piece of our offense that we like, and we've used it in the past to help manufacture some runs.
Where do you feel this team's improved at the plate? You said you guys have cut down on your strikeouts from the last couple of years. What are the guys doing better with their approach?
Well, I think they're just being more patient and getting their pitches. We're not really chasing a lot. I mean, we've had some looking strikeouts, but more often than not, we've been really good about just finding our pitch and then even with 2 strikes, putting the ball in play. So, I mean, in the last couple of years, we've had games where we've struck out 12, 14 times or things like that, and we're not really having any of those this year. So the Ks have been limited, which if we're putting the ball in play, we're forcing the other team to play defense and make plays.
I know you like the speed of this team. That allows you to, I think you want to be aggressive on the base pass.
Yeah, that's kind of our MO, is we know that our strengths is pitching, defense, and speed. I mean, pitching side wasn't there tonight, but I think we have 50-plus stolen bases on the year already. So it's just somewhere where we think we can take advantage of the other team and be aggressive and put pressure on them that way.
Winner's set tomorrow night, third of three straight home games before you have your tournament coming up this weekend. What are you looking at with the Huskies?
The Huskies tomorrow, I mean, they're a decent team. I think we can go and compete with them. We don't think that they're much better than we are, and pitching situation's a little bit better tomorrow night, and I think we can go out and get possibly a W against the winners at Huskies.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you coming up and joining us here tonight, and we'll see you again on Saturday.
All righty. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Josh Lucan, again, the head coach, of course, of the Carroll Tigers. They fall here tonight by a final of 13-0 in five innings again against Bondurant. For our time to announce our Culver's player of the game, we'll run through some of the stats here real quick for Bondurant. For our Drake Faltz, Graf went 1-for-3 with a triple, 3 runs scored, and a 3 RBI and a run scored. Fenton Smith 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Braden Dutton went 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Blake Baker had 8 runs scored. Tyson Bain went 2-for-2 with an RBI and scored a run. Declan Parks 1-for-4 with a 2 RBI and scored a run. Cooper Goodwin went 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. It was Jaden Pickett with 2 runs scored on the night. And Blake Solers also with 3 walks and 3 runs scored on the night. Time to announce again our Culver's player of the game. Again, Culver celebrating 15 years in Carroll in business, 42 years overall. Culver's welcome to Delicious. I'll get a picture and a banner of that player put together, and we'll get that out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages coming up later on tonight. Going to Nolan Smith. I thought he had 2 good plate appearances tonight, going 1-for-2, and also put the ball out in play both times and stole the base here tonight. Ended up stranded at second base both times he got at on the base here tonight. So, again, Carroll falling tonight by a final of 13-0 in 5 innings to Bondurant Farrar. This is Jeff Langman saying thank you for listening to baseball coverage here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Have a great night, everybody.